This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Ted Peterson, the Assistant Professor of Communication and Advisor to the Crimson here at Florida Tech. The Crimson is the student newspaper, and we have Nathaniel Ashton, and he is the Editor-in-Chief of the Crimson. You're here today to tell us about Free Speech Day. First of all, tell us what it is and how long you've been doing it.
Sure. Well, we've been doing it for 6 years, and Free Speech Week is a celebration of the First Amendment. It serves a couple of purposes. Number one is to just celebrate how valuable free speech is. Number two, it's to remind the student body that the Crimson really functions as a free press. They publish what they want and write about the topics that they think are important, and I think that's important that students know that. And then three, it serves as a great educational tool to our international students who are experiencing the First Amendment in a very fresh way.
This year, how many days is it?
We've expanded it to 3 days. It's going to be Tuesday, February 21st, all the way through Thursday, February 23rd. The keynote will be on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. in the Hartley Room. I'm really excited about this speaker. Her name is Lenora LaPeter-Anton. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the Tampa Bay Times. And her story, I think, is a classic example of the importance of good local journalism. She looked at mental health institutes across the state of Florida and the funding issues that they've had and really looking out for the safety of the people that work and stay in those institutes.
And this is free and open to the public.
Absolutely.
Two of the events that I'm really excited about is one, the free press, free speech, free cookies wall, which we have walls set up at the sub and you come by and write whatever you want on the wall. And if you do, you get a cookie. Another one is Live Free or Eat Free, which is a lunch in which we give you free food if you sign away your First Amendment rights. And we have a lot of fun with that one. We would also like to thank Jersey Mike's Subs and Old School Pizza for providing the food for our free speech lunch.
It's the one where you set up the country, and in order to come in and get the free food, you have to sign a waiver of all your First Amendment rights.
Yeah, that's when we do that, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, imagine no choice, no ability to sit where you want, no ability to complain about the food that you've gotten. No ability to complain about the laws that this government might randomly pass. So it really, I think, is eye-opening for students.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. And that, too, is free and open to the public.
Yes,
you don't have to be a student to come get a free cookie right on the wall or sign away your First Amendment rights.
Right.
And then we end the week with...
So we actually have two panels that we're going to be having. One is a panel of the School of Arts and Communication faculty members talking about fake news, which is an important issue today. That'll be Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the Link Room in the library. And then we're also going to have a local news panel with a bunch of Florida Today reporters talking about some of their important stories, the coverage of the lagoon, Hurricane Matthew, things of that nature. And that will be in the Olin Engineering Building, room 118. That'll be Thursday at 2 p.m.
Wow. So you have really expanded this out, and lots of opportunities to learn about your First Amendment right and how lucky we are to have them.
Right. Yep.
So you do have a Facebook page where people could find out the details and times, events of all of this.
We do have a Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/FDCrimson, it'll take you there.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection, and link up with the Crimson's Facebook page to find out more about free speech at Florida Tech. It's all on our website, wfit.org.